What, do you have any final thoughts about that? Do you recommend any books?
You know, this one, actually, I know we were talking about some of the scarier ones. This one's kind of a mild scary, but I would recommend The Dome, actually, is a pretty good book I read
a few years ago. Wasn't the TV series based off of that?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah,
yes. I believe so. Where it's like all the parents or all the adults in the town just kind of get...
Mm-hmm. Lumped together. Yeah, we also have a special guest.
Yeah, did you ever read Misery?
I have not. I know. I've seen it on our shelf at home, though. But
Misery is highly recommended. I haven't read a ton of Stephen King, but mm-hmm. of the Stephen King I've read, that was my favorite. It's sort of about what happens when you're a writer, mm-hmm. like Stephen King, and your readers, you start demanding things of you that you don't want to do anymore. And
what is this book called?
It's called Misery.
Misery, okay.
It's there's a writer, and he's created a character, and he gets sick of writing that character, so he kills off the character, and one of his big fans gets really angry and kidnaps the author and demands that the author write another novel with that character.
Oh, interesting.
It's very interesting. It's kind of meta-fictional.
Yeah, was this... Was a show or movie based off
of... They made two movies. There were two movies made out of it. There was a theatrical release motion picture that had Kathy Bates in it. And then I think there was a later version that was maybe a television movie or something. I didn't see that other version.
Something of that sort.
Yeah, that makes sense. They make a lot of Stephen King books and movies.
I'm sorry to jump in on the conversation.
I just want to invite you in. I was like assuming I should probably... invite him in.
Yeah. You might want to introduce him.
This is the president?
Yes. Scott Olson. Hi, everybody.
Yes. I wasn't sure.
I'm here early, so I just jumped in on this conversation.
That's okay.
Yep. He'll be on with Doug later, I believe.
At 4:30. It's your semester?
Yeah, once a semester, I get the chance to come over to KQAL and do a shift and have different themes. And the theme today is... I'm calling it Springsteen Origins. So it's the music that influenced Bruce Springsteen. So I'll play a song that influenced him and then play one of his songs so you can hear the influence and then play another song that influenced him and then play his song. So we're going to go back and forth between things that influenced him and how, and then you'll be able to hear
the result of that.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
I like that. I wish I was like advanced enough so far
to come up with an idea like that. What made you think of that idea?
I'm not on the air as much as you guys are, so I have months at a time to think about this stuff. So that was an idea that, I don't know, I had a couple of years ago. I think I was listening to, actually the first track I'm going to play when we get to it, I was listening to some live recordings of Sam Cooke, and I noticed just listening to a Sam Cooke song, I was like, wow, you know, 20 years, 30 years later, Bruce Springsteen, like in his live concerts, was clearly borrowing stuff from that and trying to reinvent it and reuse it. And that's the history of music. You know, you can trace back to the contemporary music you listen to. You can trace the origins of it way back to earlier forms and earlier artists.
Definitely.
And really smart artists are aware of the way that that's influenced them. So
I've definitely recognized a couple melodies in some of my parents' older songs. Like... their favorite album is Bread. It's
sure.
a band.
Yes, I was around then.
Yes. Yeah. And they always listen to it. And I always, whenever I was listening to my alternative music, I guess you could say.
Yeah, you pick up melodies.
I pick up some melodies from them. And it's very interesting. I like music and the history of it and being able to backtrack and kind of draw inspiration from older songs. And
So music of your... vintage, you know, the stuff you guys grew up listening to, samples tracks from older songs that your parents know. So there's songs that you would listen to and your parents are hearing it and they're going, wait a minute, that's, you know, that artist has just pulled out this riff or this track or this set of lyrics from this other older song. And that's become kind of common now. So
definitely. Yeah.
But you have the advantage, I suppose, of always, you know, when you come up later, you have all the advantage of all the new music plus all the older stuff that you maybe have heard that you can pick and choose from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. My mom and dad like grew me up on, if that's the correct way to say it,
raised me.
Yeah. That's a better way to say it. They raised me on like classic rock.
Yep.
And all like 70s and funk. So I love when my mom plays the 100% funk album. It's like a guilty pleasure, or like
classic rock in my house. Yep. Always.
Classic
I remember
rock always is being played
this
when
summer.
Whenever we are up at our cabin. Mm-hmm. Always classic rock.
So you guys need to do at least one tribute show for each of your parents. You need to do a funk show. And you need to do a classic rock show and just make sure mom and dad are listening that day.
Yeah.
My dad was actually listening today. And
oh, hi, Dad.
I don't know if he's probably still listening. His first concert, I believe, was The Who. And so I played The Who, Baba O'Reilly, for mm-hmm. him. And then he also enjoys the Chili's, so the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I played a song for him. And I feel like that would be very, I wanted to be like, this one's for you, Dad. But I just clicked the next song, but yeah.
Well, you know, you've taken over the airwaves here, so you can pretty much play whatever you want.
I guess, And I wish we had more Chili songs, though.
And, well, what's interesting is if you played, you know, Chili Peppers or played The Who or whatever, mm-hmm. you're going to have college student listeners who like that too.
Yes.
So today's college students going, oh, I like that, or I hadn't heard that before, or that's good.
Yeah. We are definitely growing up in a time where we have the amount of resources we have is very unlimited. I heard this fact once. I can't remember where it's from, but you cannot possibly listen to all of the music that has been created in your lifetime.
No way.
It's not possible.
Well, listeners, you can't see the inside of the KQAL studios, but we are surrounded by more vinyl LP records and more CDs than probably we could listen to in a lifetime, right?
Yeah.
We're surrounded by archives and archives of this stuff. And you're right. And what's interesting for you, so for your parents' generation, for my generation, mm-hmm. we would, you know, save up and save up and save up. And, you know, maybe after 3 months of saving your paper route money or whatever, you could go and buy a Beatles
yep.
record.
Yeah.
One Beatles record, which would have, you know, 8 or 9, 10 songs on it. Mm-hmm.
And how much did those typically cost?
Oh, I don't remember. I don't know. You know, I know what they cost now.
Oh, hi, Doug.
And speaking of classic rock. With iTunes and Spotify, mm-hmm. Your ability to kind of listen to anything, anywhere, anytime is really kind of miraculous.
Yeah. Yes.
But there's a price that you pay for it. And the price is that when Mr. Westerman and I were growing up, when your parents were and I were growing up, there was this idea of a thing called an album, right?
Yeah.
Where all the songs related to one thing.
Yeah,
the most famous being Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band by the Beatles, but The Who's Tommy or whatever. And all the songs on there kind of were interrelated, interconnected. And if you only buy songs one at a time on iTunes or just hear them one at a time on Spotify, you're not, that connectivity is lost. That idea of a bigger vision is kind mm-hmm. of gone.
Is
that Beck's new record sitting there on the top of that? That's what that looks like from here.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, yes. I saw him at the U.S. Bank. He opened for U2.
Oh, yeah, I heard
about
that concert.
2 or 3 weeks ago at the U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even know
really
they were in town.
I mean, yeah, U2 was up there, but he opened for them. They were really good.
Yeah, I enjoy Beck's music.
Yeah.
I've been trying to like delve a little deeper into like some more older artists. I do enjoy listening to classic rock, mm-hmm. but I'm more of a mellow person, like
yeah, you like the mellow,
I like the mellow
indie music,
yeah. So like the Bread
would be in that category.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah,
I know.
Wasn't
I was
that
at
If a Picture Paints a Thousand Words.
Yeah,
that's on that record.
Yep. Right? Yeah. If my mom and dad are listening, they're probably like laughing or being like, "Aw,
we raised her
right."
Is
that their song?
Yeah, it is their album.
Oh wow.
Yes. Yeah, is their, I guess, like love.
Their couples album.
Their couples album. Yeah. It's super cute. Very cute.
I know my parents' song for me is a Green Day song.
What?
Yeah.
Your parents' song? Green Day?
No, like for me, though.
Oh,
like they're,
okay.
I don't know, they're like my song when my mom found out she was pregnant with me. It's like a Green Day song. It was on the radio and it
Which
like,
song?
Related to their situation. Time of Your Life.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
So he's got a Minnesota connection. You know, his wife is from Mankato and he lived for a while in Mankato.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
The more you know.
The more you know. That was a public service announcement, ladies and gentlemen, from KQAL-FM.
Good night.
Good night.
I heard Winona Ryder was actually raised around here, and the reason why her name is Winona Ryder is because of Winona.
I always wondered.
Yeah,
I
that
didn't
might
know
be
if
an urban legend.
Yeah,
I
feel like that's
that.
I've heard it, and I didn't know if I could make that connection.
It's on the internet, so I don't know if
how reliable
it is.
Yeah, I don't know if that's. I don't think she was raised here. Were her parents ever here? And just like the name, in the Dakota language, that name means eldest daughter.
Okay. Yes, I believe.
So
I
it could
this.
Have been. I don't know if she's the eldest daughter, but it could have been that was the reason why.
Yeah.
Well, I can turn your radio show back over to you. I know I was encroaching. I just jumped in that Stephen King conversation. So
I find this is an actually very interesting conversation.
Oh, good. Well,
I enjoy it.
I am going to jump off, and I'm going to start getting ready for 4:30 when Doug and I are doing our thing.
All right.
So enjoy the rest of your show, and listeners, I'll see you again at 4:30.
All right.
You want to play some songs maybe before he comes back on? Break off talking a little bit for those.
Yeah. Let me find a song real quick.
Don't enjoy our
Gotta.
I remember this is back in our conversation. We were talking about the story of albums. The first one that I really noticed that on was the Pink Floyd Brick in the Wall, like another dark, album. That whole story, it's just like a weird, convoluted. The first time I listened to it in sequence, I like realized the whole story of the album. And it blew my mind, little ninth grade me hearing it for the first
time. Yes, I believe there might be a Beatles album that
Sergeant
every
Pepper.
Song goes into the other song, I believe, or I might be quoting the wrong artist.
I know,
but
for Beatles, the most like prominent one, that one with Telling a Story would be Sergeant Pepper's.
Yes.
Or Abbey Road.
Abbey Road sign.
Yep.
There you go. Hi, Doug.
Hi.
All right. I'm trying to find a song here. We're talking.
We figured we'd break up the talking a little bit and give you some songs before President Scott Olsen comes back on.
Oh, wrong one.
You didn't find a song while you were talking?
Well,
the most important thing is the next thing on the air. Remember I taught you that?
She was so distracted by the wisdom of our president.
This is a good title. Air Traffic Control. Here we go. Go time. This is KQAL Winona. I'm sorry, 89.5. I'm Anna Gallagher, and this is Air Traffic Control. Now Doug's in the room, and I'm nervous.
Boss is in the room. Got to impress.
Got to impress. This is KQAL 89.5. I'm Anna Gallagher. This is Air Traffic Controller, and this is Go Time.
Yeah. There's hundreds of fun and simple things you and your family can do to live a healthier lifestyle. Here's 20 of them. Eat less, eat slower, eat smarter, eat your fruits and veggies, stop eating before you're full, up your fiber, lower your calories, get off the bus early, do some gardening, do jumping jacks, take the stairs, take one, not two, take on a new sport, take a long walk home, walk instead of drive, bend, stretch, reach for the stars, climb the monkey bars, skip the fudge bars. Search We Can online to find more ways you and your family can get healthy together. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
Segregation and race relations in schools are problems that just never seem to go away. Next time on The Best of Our Knowledge, we'll talk about an update to a definitive book on race and education. We'll also spend an academic minute with another problem that never seems to go away, the refugee crisis. I'm Bob Barry. That's this week on The Best of Our Knowledge.
The Best of Our Knowledge can be heard Friday afternoon at 12:35 on your radio alternative in Winona, KQAL.
You're listening to KQAL, Winona's Music Alternative on 89.5 FM.
Hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Stay. Hey, baby, when you walk that way,
KQAL, Anna Gallagher. Sorry. KQAL 89.5. This is Anna Gallagher and
Sarah Johnson.
And we are signing off. It is Doug's turn now. This is Dixie's Midnight Riders. Oh, Runners. Oh my gosh.
You know, I didn't have that effect.
KQAL. We stream online at kql.org or download our app. Take us anywhere, everywhere you go. One quick programming note. Warrior football action this Saturday, 12:30 pregame, 1 o'clock kick. Warriors take on the Southwest State Mustangs in Marshall, Minnesota, trying to get off that pesky one-game schneid. It is
8-1.
I don't know if this is a word.
Schneid?
Semesterly.
Semesterly.
Yes. Once a semester.
Okay. What's a word now?
Well, I don't know, because when I was talking about this earlier, I say President Olson is going to be on for his semesterly radio show. And that's my question. I don't know if semesterly is a word.
It should be.
It should be? Because, I mean, we're in academia, and I guess I should know this, but I'm a longtime radio guy, and we make up words.
I like it.
Okay. So, President Scott Olson, how are you?
Hey. Hi, Doc. Great to be here.
Great to have you.
Yep.
What, Coach Sawyer sat in that chair just a few hours ago, going over a little bit of last week, looking ahead to this week and things like that. And I said, I'm so lucky today because I get to talk to two of the five most powerful people on campus.
And I'm talking to one of the five most powerful people on campus, too.
It's like, I said, I'm talking to the president. I'm talking to you. He goes, I'm not in the top five. I go, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if I'm in the top five either, but we are pretty excited about you know, the soccer team's been doing okay. Yep. The volleyball team's been doing great. And the football team is in kind of, it's been a long time since we've been in these waters.
Yeah,
you know, we're 8-1 and
pretty dominant.
You know, could be, we're number four in the region.
Yep.
And so if we do what we think we're going to do for the next couple of games, we're in
football, serious
playoff territory. And it's been a while. The first year I was here, we were in the Mineral Water Bowl.
Yep.
And that was exciting, but that's kind of the NSIC consolation prize.
Correct.
It's really, you want to be in the playoffs.
Exactly.
So it's exciting. New territory.
Okay, so on Facebook today and some of the things that have been going out publicly, this is no secret, folks. The guy loves Springsteen. Mm.
Yeah.
And that was like probably since you were a child, I would imagine, when you were introduced to rock and roll.
I had some friends in high school.
Who introduced you to it?
Maybe my junior year. So I was on the swim team, and there were some other guys on the swim team that had his second record, which was called The Wild, the Innocent, and the East Street Shuffle. And I heard them playing it and had never heard anything like that before. Actually, we're going to play a track from that later in the show.
You went to high school in Edina?
Sadly, yes.
Yeah.
And
why did you say that? You were a Hornet or a Cougar?
I was a Hornet.
Okay.
Yeah. And we... and then I just, I love the way, like a lot of people of my age and demographic, he just spoke to me in kind of really interesting ways about what life is and what family is and what challenge is and so what suffering is and all of that. And so, yeah, I've been pretty dedicated. And that was sort of the idea for the show was to track back some of the influences that influenced him.
Okay, good.
And they include people like Sam Cooke and Curtis Mayfield and Aretha Franklin and Bob Dylan and many others, Gary U.S. Bonds and even Tom Waits, and hopefully for the listeners show some connections between kind of his music and theirs.
Leading off with?
Well, this is a live Sam Cooke track, Chain Gang.
On KQAO.
Here's a little song right now, ladies and gentlemen, that's designed to make you feel good. Designed to make you feel good, says, I hear something saying. I'm going home, love you.
Less than that.
Yeah, right. Well, there was Bruce Springsteen working on his chain on the Charlotte County Road Gang.
Yep.
So Sam Cooke out on his chain gang and Bruce Springsteen on his. The tones are a little different. You know, Springsteen's song there has a little rockabilly influence.
Exactly. And then Sam Cooke, classic R&B. And
you can't play enough Sam Cooke.
No.
So we'll have a little more Sam Cooke later.
Cool.
But next up, a song... there is a Springsteen version of the song, but this is a song that Tom Waits wrote quite obviously for Springsteen. I think this will be evident to the listeners when they hear the lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And Bruce does have a version of this that we won't have time to play, but this is a Tom Waits song. And then we're going to hear Gary U.S. Bonds playing his version of a very classic live concert Springsteen song that Bruce used to play. It is a Gary U.S. Bonds song, but Springsteen used to play it all the time in concert, and that's 2:45. But we're starting off with Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl. and no time for the corner boys. Down in the street making all that noise. No one, no horse on 8th Avenue. 'Cause tonight I'm gonna be with you. 'Cause tonight I'm gonna take that ride. Cross the river to the Jersey side. Take my baby to the carnival. And I'll take you all over. All right. Down the shore, everything's all right. You and your baby on a Saturday night. Don't you know? My dreams come true when I'm walking down the street with you. Sing, shout. Shalala, 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 shalala
Well, you haven't lived till you've heard him do that live, Bruce Springsteen. I've not heard even Gary U.S. Bonds do it live. But, folks, if you want a treat, go find the Bruce Springsteen version of that. It rocks it out. And also the Bruce Springsteen version of Jersey Girl. Those songs, big influences on Springsteen. And the next song is in a little different category because it's one he co-wrote. It's a song he co-wrote with Patti Smith. And this particular version of it is from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame 25th anniversary. The backing band, the house band for this is U2, and it is Patti Smith and Bruce Springsteen doing their co-written song, Because the Night.
Because the night belongs to lovers. Because the night.
That was the voice of Bono there at the end that you heard, because that was U2 as the house band with Patti Smith and Bruce Springsteen singing Because the Night. And they were singing the lyrics each other had written. So when Bruce was singing Have I Doubt When I'm Alone, Love is a Ring, the Telephone, that those were lyrics that Patti Smith wrote thinking about her her someday soon-to-be husband and being apart and waiting by the phone for the phone to ring. Coming up next.
And then you were saying something about how they alternated lyrics too, right?
Yeah, well, so, okay, so the origin of that song was Bruce Springsteen was working on an album called The Promise,